This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Have you ever gotten into trouble for something that your big brother did? Well, that's what some bankers are saying is happening with a new rule designed to regulate the banking system. NPR's Zoe Chase reports for our Planet Money team.
Lots of big banks have been getting into trouble lately as lawsuits multiply over stuff that went on at the too-big-to-fail banks during the financial crisis. According to analysis from SNL Financial, J.P. Morgan's paid out more than $26 billion, Bank of America $44 billion. And now there's Tioga State Bank.
Tioga State Bank, we're a community bank in upstate New York. Our headquarters is in the village of Spencer, New York, which has about 800 people in the village of Spencer.
Are you one of those banks that's like too big to fail, would you say? Are you a systemic risk to the economy?
People might say I'm systemic in the village of Spencer, but no, for the economy, no.
Richard Fisher is the bank president. He got caught up in footnote 1861 of this thing called the Volcker Rule. The Volcker Rule is supposed to limit a potentially risky behavior the banks engage in called proprietary trading. Big banks have entire floors of traders using the bank's own money to speculate in the markets. Maybe you've heard of the London Whale, a trader who cost J.P. Morgan over $6 billion. He worked in the European headquarters of the investment bank, a 30-odd floor skyscraper in London's financial district, makes Tioga State Bank look kind of shrimpy.
Kind of a single-story building.
So where's your big proprietary trading floor?
We don't have a proprietary trading floor. We take deposits. We make loans.
So what is Fisher's bank doing wrong, according to footnote 1861? Well, it turns out banks like Fisher's have money left over that they haven't lent out to the area for businesses or for new homes or whatever, and they use some of that money to buy a popular investment. It's called a trust-preferred security. You don't need to remember the name. The point is, the footnote makes this investment against the rules. So Fisher's possibly going to have to sell these off and take a hit.
It's 25% of my annual income, so it's a big deal.
It's a big deal and ridiculous, according to Fisher, that a bank like his that had nothing to do with the financial crisis shouldn't be allowed to hold on to an investment that had nothing to do with the financial crisis. Nathan Stovall, who covers the banking industry for SNL Financial, says the regulators just don't want banks investing in something that could even just smell a little risky.
What it's trying to do is say we want you to be a lender, period. And since you're investing some of those deposits in bonds, we wanted to be in very vanilla stuff.
The American Bankers Association does not consider these particular investments risky and is challenging the rule, saying some community banks could have to close their doors over this footnote. So the regulators are reconsidering. It turns out it's kind of hard to write the rules over what could pose a risk to the taxpayers and what won't. The new rules that govern the banks, they are currently 6,810 pages long and counting. Zoe Chase, NPR News.